Joining us at this time, we have Joe Benhuizen, who is the Vice President of Membership and Resource Development for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Always a pleasure to be on the air.
Well, Joe, election season is coming up. I guess I don't have to tell you that. Big election in November, but there are also offices that will be up for election next spring. And Envision offers a course called POP 101. What is POP 101?
Great question. That stands for Public Office Preparation. And a 101 course means that it's very accessible. This is all information that is meant for people who are brand new to local politics.
Okay, so I see that POP 101 will be offered not this month, but next month.
That's right. Coming up. It is September already. That happened quick.
Yeah.
But it will be the end of October. So there's a little bit of time yet. But as you mentioned, this is really focused on the nonpartisan offices in local government and giving people education so that they can understand where they could fit and encourage them to run and hold those offices. So we're talking about city councils, county board, school boards, village boards, town boards, those sorts of things. And those are all going to be on the ballot in April. Depending where you live, you may or may not have a supervisor for your township or for your, people on your school board that may be terming off or running for reelection. All of that stuff will also be on our website soon, where you can go on to our advocacy page and you can see all of the different positions that will be on the ballot in April for Fond du Lac County, depending on where you live. So that is part of the course, is just getting an understanding of what's available to you. But then a lot of it is focused on what does it take to serve well in these local offices. One of the things that I encounter a lot when I talk with people is that there's this kind of mystique around, who's in charge in public office. And what a lot of people come to realize is it's just you and me. It's just our neighbors. It's people that we know. It's people we go to church with. They have made the step of just saying, I'll put my name on a ballot and I'll hold this office. But there's nothing really that sets them apart in their qualifications from average people. And that's how our local government was set up. It's to be run by average citizens. So once we get through that kind of overcoming that mystery, I think it's a lot easier for people to see themselves in these seats and understand that they can also do this and that maybe we need their perspective on these boards and commissions. So then the rest of the program is kind of laying out the how do you get there.
Okay, so you have 2 3-hour programs, so you have to take all 6 hours. But who is it that runs the course for you?
We bring in local experts. So there's different components. The detailed portion of understanding the dynamic of rules and timelines for ballots, that's presented by our county clerk, Lisa Freiberg, who is an expert, not only just for our county, but she's really widely recognized at the state level as being kind of the gold standard for county clerks. So she's a great resource for us. We also bring in the former president of the Wisconsin League of Municipalities, Jerry Deshane, who has a career's worth of experience in nonpartisan governmental leadership. So his role has been oversight of all different levels of municipal leaders at the state level. And so he has interacted and seen all kinds of issues and how they've played out. You can see what makes a good local civic servant and how to try to encourage that in people. So those are two of our main presenters, but we also bring in folks who have served on councils before, who have been through the election process, so they can share some of their do's and don'ts, tips and tricks. And it makes a great audience for our participants to just ask any question they want, because people come at this from different angles. Some are genuinely just totally fresh and want to understand the whole thing. Some of them have been maybe thinking about it for a while, and so they would like an opportunity to just fine-tune some of their ideas or talk about particulars, and this is the right place to be able to do that.
Okay, more details are available on Envision's website. Now, we also wanted to talk to you about advocacy for a strategic plan. I'm not sure if I got that right.
Well, I could try. Advocacy is a big part of what we do, but I think that's kind of a misunderstood word sometimes too, because a lot of people, when they hear advocacy, they may think endorsement, and that's a component of it. But our advocacy at Envision, when it comes to political candidates, for example, we take a hard line that we don't make endorsements. And so we're not playing necessarily in that space. But our advocacy when it comes to elections is education. So what you can expect from Envision is throughout the rhythm of election cycles, we will host candidate forums where we get every candidate has the same opportunity to ask questions on the issues that we think are important. Of course, Envision stands for growing the local economy and looking at our communities through a 20-plus year lens and trying to tackle the bigger issues while also harnessing the power of the business community to take those on. And so our particular interest with local government is how are you harnessing the resources of the business community and your largest taxpayers in any given municipality to build the community up for good for the long term. So we ask a lot of questions around those issues so that people can understand if you're going to be voting, who are you voting for and where do they stand on these issues. But another part that we play a heavy role in for advocacy is at the state level. We're often involved in certain discussions of bills during legislative sessions, along with other chambers throughout the state. But we represent the best interests of our membership base here in Fond du Lac County. And so through conversations and information that we obtain through through business retention and expansion visits and through meetings of our advocacy committee, we take the interests of the business community and we relay those to state government when they are considering different policy changes. And so we maintain good relationships with our state legislators, and we have conversations about different pieces of legislation and do a little bit of soft lobbying on things, and that's all part of our advocacy work as well. A lot of what we do can be found on our website. That's a new project of mine has been to launch a revamped advocacy page on envisiongreaterfdl.com. So it's envisiongreaterfdl.com /advocacy. And there you can see a whole host of things, including our stated legislative priorities. So what does Envision stand for on the issues? What issues do we think are important and are we actively involved in? That's our legislative agenda. So you can see that documented there. You can also see some of the success stories that we've had over the past couple of years in maybe bills that we have lobbied for at the state level, which are passed into law now, or a grant that we received that I think we've talked about on this program for taking on talent attraction. So it's a way of us tracking where we've been that has been some wins for the organization. But then again, that's also where you can find what I referenced earlier about resources for upcoming elections. So you can see the information about how would I get onto a ballot, what are the timelines, and then who's going to be on my ballot, and what should I be prepared for positions that will be open on my ballot for my address in my municipality. So there's a lot of stuff on there, and I want to encourage all the listeners to check out that page if they're interested in some of that information or maybe ways to get involved in some of our advocacy efforts.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
We've been talking with Joe Van Huysen, who is the Vice President of Membership and Resource Development for Envision Greater Fond du Lac.